Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the issue of the day, let me insert at this time an open invitation for you to join us for a worship service on May the 15th. May the 15th here at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located exactly 1 mile south of I-295. We'll have Mark 5 Quartet in concert with us that Sunday morning. Services start at 10 o'clock on May the 15th with the Mark 5 Quartet. I'm looking forward to that. It's some good gospel singing. It's not your pop-up rock and roll. It's not the 7-Eleven music. It's good gospel singing that encourages us to have an open heart for the Word of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ to speak to us. Let me just let you listen to just a little brief sample of the music that we'll have on that morning.
Jesus Christ the Lord opened up the way to glory when He died to save us from our ruined state. And He asked that we shall go tell the world the story, how His blood will save them from their awful fate. Jesus Christ the Lord opened up the way to heaven's gate. Opened up the way when the Savior died.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a brief sample of the wonderful gospel music that's in store for us on May the 15th. At 10 o'clock here at First Conservative Baptist Church. That's a little brief preview of the Mark 5 Quartet. Let me insert this also. You're invited to worship with us this Sunday for Mother's Day. Be delighted to have you as we honor mothers. The Word of God is very, very clear on what a mother should be like. It's a little different, ladies and gentlemen, than hearing the newly confirmed Supreme Court justice that could not tell you what a woman is. God's Word's very clear on that, especially womanhood, motherhood. So, ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to come this Sunday morning at 10:45 for the worship service as we worship the Lord and praise Him for our mothers. Looking forward to having you join us this Sunday and the following Sunday as we worship together. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, asking a very serious question. Do we need a ministry of truth, or what is called the disinformation board? I read the headline of this just before our news break. Let me go back and touch on it. Biden's new truth czar, they're calling it a truth czar. It is a disinformation board, or as Orwell called it in his 1984 dystopian novel. He called it the Ministry of Truth, and that's exactly what we see them setting up with the Biden administration and the scabs left over from the Obama administration. Ladies and gentlemen, this one says Biden's new truth czar talks a lot about disinformation laundering, and here she is committing the very same sin. Old tweets from President Joe Biden's new truth czar, who talks a lot about disinformation laundering, are coming back to haunt her. And this entire article, ladies and gentlemen, lists the things that she's been saying and doing. In fact, as our previous caller talked about, she claimed that the Hunter Biden's laptop was all Russian disinformation, and it's been absolutely proven that it was not Russian disinformation. FBI had his laptop since September 2019. They have sat on those things and refused to do anything about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, the statement said, it was chilling to learn that the U.S. intelligence officers conducted a probe into suspected meetings between Trump's foreign policy advisor, Carter Page, and members of the Putin's inner circle while in Moscow. She also said that Trump was linked directly to Putin, that it was Trump that was a puppet of Putin, et cetera, et cetera. And she's going to head up the disinformation board. She's going to be heading up the determination of what you say and what I say, whether it is truth or not. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply say this. This is disinformation agency enforced under the DHS idiot that's heading it up. If I can be very bold, the DHS chief is absolutely lacking a whole lot when it comes to morals and ethics and values and anything that would be called consideration to be the spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security. In fact, when interrogated by the Senate committee, asking about the border and the sieve of the border where people are coming over, he looked with a straight face and he said, the borders are secure. It's like saying, don't believe your lying eyes, just simply believe my lying tongue and what I'm saying. That's the simplistics of it, ladies and gentlemen, that we see taking place. And this person now setting up the so-called disinformation board, and it will, listen, the disinformation board, or what I call is the Ministry of Truth, using George Orwell's term, the Ministry of Truth, or as they're calling it, the disinformation board. This disinformation board, ladies and gentlemen, will follow, track, listen to, and monitor every citizen in America. The plot, the devious demonic plan, is to make every Christian, every conservative, every U.S. citizen be suspect to being a domestic terrorist. It is a sad factor, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article that says DHS Secretary Mayorkas says the Disinformation Governance Board won't monitor U.S. citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to when President George Bush set up the Patriots Act and had that instituted, that it was supposed to be for listening to and following any foreign danger or anything that's coming through that might be foreign harm for America. And you know the rest of the story. It's been used now for years and years and years to monitor citizens, to trace, track, and to listen to citizens. In fact, several times during the past several years, they have been put on the spot for what they have been doing for listening to and monitoring citizens of the United States of America. This article says, Homeland Security, the head of Homeland Security claimed that the recent announcement, Disinformation Governance Board, will be housed within the department, but will not monitor U.S. citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute unequivocal lie on the very face of it. The head of Homeland Security made these claims on Sunday while defending the agency's eminently qualified czar. That's the one that's being placed over it, Nina Jaworski, who has been intensely criticized for hyper-partisanism worldwide and questionable antics that she's had on TikTok and other outlets. Jaworski also at one point heaped praise on Christopher Steele, the man who authorized the discredited dossier that served as the basics for the now thoroughly disproven Trump-Russian collusion hoax that was set up. When discussing with CNN whether or not everyday Americans will end up being surveilled by the Disinformation Board, it's still not clear to me, the questioner said, how this governance board will act and what it will do. The head of Homeland Security answered and said, so what it does, it works to ensnare and get those that are serving disinformation. It ensures the way in which we will address threats, to the connectivity between threats and acts of violence are addressed without infringing on free speech. That's a joke. Infringing on free speech, protecting civil liberties, and civil liberties, the rights of privacy. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's designed to listen to track, and to follow everything that is said by every citizen of the United States of America. I'm looking at an article that I believe says it all. It is one that is very, very important for you to listen up and understand. Legal team demands government docs, that is documents, creating disinformation office. If you think this is paranoia, just look at the left's total meltdown over Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter. The American Center for Law and Justice has just announced it has launched an urgent Freedom of Information Act case against Joe Biden administration over its announcement about the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board that appears to be weaponizing the Department of Homeland Security against free speech in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on to say, quote, it only took a matter of days, practically hours, for Joe Biden administration to announce the formation of a new review board within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security meant to sniff out and shut down any speech they, the radical left, consider disinformation or misinformation and therefore dangerous. This is by the ACLJ. ACLJ is asking for this information because it's their position that what they will do is to sniff out and shut down any information that they consider disinformation. They, speaking of those on the left, those that are, I call them the loose likes, lost liberals, those that are socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party. This article goes further to say, as we just reported, the Department of Homeland Security is now being weaponized against all free speech. Department of Homeland Security Secretary announced the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board, raising serious free speech concerns and questions for us. Further states, the organization does credit Biden with an unwavering commitment to his unrelenting assault on free speech. If that speech veers off its very strict extreme left narrative, end quote. This article states further, if you think this is paranoia, just look at the left's total meltdown over Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter and allow conservatives who were deplatformed during the previous management's tenure to have a voice again. The ACLJ, that's Jay Sekulow organization, the ACLJ reported, they've made it very clear that they are terrified of conservative Christian voices. So much so, in fact, it is the so-called progressives who are calling for more censorship, not less censorship. The board, after all, was announced by the Biden administration just 2 days after Elon Musk secured the purchase of Twitter. At the same time, the ACLJ confirms, quote, stoking panic among the left that the platform would become a free speech, free-for-all platform, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party are not interested in free speech. They're interested in free speech for the left, but not for you and for me. They're interested in anything but what you would call the freedom of speech in our First Amendment. This article goes further saying it was Homeland Security Secretary who announced the new censorship program. The ACLJ said, what we're really looking at is an unprecedented and dangerous attack on our constitutional republic's free speech. Rather than allowing free discourse and multiple opinions to be heard, the left wants to control everything and delete dissenting voices as it continues to grab up as much power as it can, end quote. He goes further, such a board likely is unethical. It is certainly unconstitutional, but it's particularly concerning as we find ourselves only months away from the critical, midterm elections in November. In fact, the Secretary of Homeland Security said the 2022 elections are part of the reason the extreme element of the Democratic Party wants such a board to monitor and to censor everything that is said, end quote. Now, you couldn't get any clearer than that. This article wraps up by saying this board could yet be another weapon in the hand of the left's arsenal to keep conservative candidates from getting their message or prior to the election. The same people who accused social media platforms of influencing elections and demanded more governance now want to handle the monitoring themselves, according to the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing transforming is something that will transform the election. What we see transpiring and taking place today is the setting of the stage. Listen carefully. You've heard me on this broadcast several times in the past month say that they're preparing for the 2022 elections and the 2024 elections. All of the illegals being brought in will be the candidates, the ones that will be voting in 2024 for the presidential election. That's being set. Stage is being set. All of those will be given the right to vote by the time we get to the 2024 presidential election. But right now, what we're seeing is a petrified, frightened to death, loose, likes, lost liberal left that is in full view now of wanting to shut down free speech. Can you imagine 90 days before the election? You can't send a text. You can't send an email. You cannot make a telephone call, but what it would be shut down and prevented based on this disinformation board. For you see, if we say that the Trump election in defeat in 2020 was a fraudulent election, if we say that we were lied to about COVID, if we say that the COVID jab is a killer jab, if we say that the Biden administration today is sexualizing our children and destroying the morals, the ethics, and the values, all of that is disinformation, according to this new disinformation board, and it will be shut down summarily and will not be allowed to be transmitted or carried out in any way. In fact, it's bad enough to know that, but ladies and gentlemen, the CDC is already tracking. Hear me? The CDC is already tracking everything that's said. Listen very carefully. You already know that your cell telephone is no longer private. You already realize and recognize that text messages, anything that's said on Instagram or on Twitter, or anything that's said on Facebook, anything that's said by way of Google or other social media, all of that, ladies and gentlemen, has been in the past year, almost 2 years now, part and parcel of the sniffing and the snitching and the monitoring and the censoring of everything that's said in America. Big tech has become the right hand of the federal government. Now the federal government saying we want to not only allow it to come through them to us, the federal government is now saying we want to be in control of this so-called disinformation so that we can control what every citizen says. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at articles that CDC tracked millions of cell phones to see if you were obeying the lockdowns. This article, the Center for Disease Control bought location data from tens of millions of Americans' cell phones to analyze and analyze compliance with the CDC recommendations, targeting people visiting schools, churches, according to the news report. Writer Joseph Cox explained, newly released documents show that the CDC planned to use phone location data to monitor all schools, all churches, and wanted to use the data for anyone that was not complying with the COVID-19 requirements. She said in the report, location data is information on a device location sourced from the cell telephone, which can show where a person lives, works, and where they have gone. The documents show a strategy by the CDC to obtain location information from Safegraph and paying the company $420,000 to access just a year's worth of data and others. And now they've extended that, the CDC claimed, and the information was important for ongoing response efforts such as hourly monitoring and activity in curfew zones, detailed counts of all visits, in participating pharmacies, and vaccine monitoring. The CDC seemed to have purposefully created an open-end list of use cases, which included monitoring curfews, neighbors, neighbor-to-neighbor visits, church visits, school visits, pharmacies, and also a variety of other ancillary focused on their findings of what you were doing. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, we've been monitored by the CDC. There is a total department in the United States Postal Services that's focused on nothing but snooping and sniffing out what you're saying, what you're doing, and where you're going. We already know that our cell phones are being traced. We already know that everything that's said on the telephone is being monitored. We already understand that everything that you send out by way of Twitter and Instagram and other social media is now being monitored by the federal government. And now they're setting up a, quote, disinformation board. Ladies and gentlemen, the so-called disinformation board is really the truth, and they're calling it disinformation. It's the truth that America already knows about what's taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, the disinformation board is going to monitor anything that we say. No truth can be transmitted about the fraudulent 2020 election where Zuckerberg and others gave hundreds of millions of dollars to the Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democratic Party. They had, in fact, Mark Zuckerberg has already admitted some, I believe it was $420 million had gone into the battleground states in order to have the fake ballots to be able to put Joe Biden in office. If we talk about that, it is not truth. It is disinformation. No truth about the lies told us about the origin of COVID and the risk of the mandate for the mask and the lockdowns. No truth can be told about the changing of our civil rights and to say no to the government-forced COVID killer jabs. No truth. It is now going to be considered disinformation. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to just a few months ago. You recall that a 32-page document with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General out of the Department of Justice, issued a 32-page document, handed over to the FBI, that says that if you are a Trump voter, if you're a Christian, if you're a Republican and you voted for Trump, if you're a mom or dad standing before any school board questioning and challenging what they're teaching your sons or daughters, you're automatically put on the list as being a domestic terrorist. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just simply with this so-called truth ministry now, the disinformation board, it's simply intensifying the big brother watch on everything that's said and done. Citizens cannot exercise today, ladies and gentlemen, our freedom of speech on cell phones, text messages, emails, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. The feds are watching, listening, tracing, and tracking, getting ready to persecute and prosecute Christians and conservatives. Now, you might say, that's a little passionate, because I am passionate about it. You might say that's simply a ten-horn conspiracy. No, it's not. It's all factual. Everything that I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, can be documented as to what is taking place. And my concern is that we have a nation of conservatives and patriots and Christians that are silently sitting as the ostrich, the old cliche with the ostrich burying the head in the sand, saying, if I don't look, if I don't listen, it'll all go away. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not all going away at all. In fact, our nation is being eviscerated. Our foundations are being destroyed. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the throes of the final days, as I see it, historically. We're in the throes of the final days of what is called the Constitutional Republic, the United States of America. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, where is the Ministry of Truth used in 1984? Referring back to the Stoffian novel of George Orwell. The main character in the 1984 was Winston Smith, works at the Ministry of Truth. He spends his days at the Records Department. It's one branch of the ministry. Those who work here are tasked with taking information and changing it and calling it disinformation. That's their primary job. That's a quote right out of the book 1984 by George Orwell. Here's another one. Winston's job, that's the chief character in the book, about 1984, Winston's job at the Ministry of Truth. At the Ministry of Truth, Winston sits at a desk with a pneumatic tube. Messages slide out of the tube, and Winston works on them, disposing of them as he finishes each and every job. And he takes that which is called truth, and it changes it to untruth or disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching that. And I'm amazed. I'm always fascinated with the little quips and the quotes coming out of Orwell, which was a secularist, stating what would be taking place. We're seeing somebody apparently in Washington that's following the Orwellian format and setting it up on that same premise and basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm well. Thank you. What we are seeing go away is our country. Our country is going away. It is sliding out from beneath our feet. And people are, I appreciate your passionate words, because somebody needs to get passionate. We need to get passionate about Amen. What we are seeing happen. And we need to get very vocal about it as well. I try to talk to people in every encounter that I can, where I can interject something or put something in there. I try so hard to educate people about what is happening. But we all need to do that. We all need to be on the forefront of this. We really do. And thank you very much for your show.
Miranda, let me touch on this before you go. You're exactly right. And my wife can attest to the fact that I do that very thing, and I encourage every listener, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to take the stand and every opportunity to get illumine the hearts and the minds and the lives of those that may be dumb as a rock and or have the head in the sand like an ostrich and not wanting to listen. I believe it's time, and I've said this over and over again, I believe it's time, especially as Christian, that we stand up, speak up, be heard, be vocal, be visible, and be victorious in standing for Christ and standing for truth and saying wrong is wrong and right is right, and we're not going to sit down and let you just steamroll over us. Now, there are a lot of people that disagree with that. There are a number of Christians who think we need to be docile and pliable and not say anything or do anything. In fact, that's the reason I've said for years, pastors need to grow a spine if they're going to stand in the pulpit and open the Word of God and preach the Word of God. They need to speak the whole truth. And if they can't do that, I say to every pastor, if you can't be honest with the congregation, what's happening in the world based on the authority of the Word of God, you need to find something like hunting or fishing or automobile sales or insurance sales or something. Get out of the pulpit. We need to, as you said, be verbal and vocal, and we need to let others know what's taking place because many just seemingly are asleep at the wheel. Miranda, thank
they
you
are.
So much. For you. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to thank you for your show. It gives a real platform to people, and it gives a real – I look forward to it every day.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another little quip from Orwell's book on 1984. What phase does the minister of truth use? Quote, all ministries use the same three-phase slogan. It reads, war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. And that, if it weren't so sad, that'd be laughable. Here's another one. The minister of truth, like the other three ministries, has an iconic name. It purports to be focused on the pursuit of truth, when in fact the ministry is concerned with erasing the truth of the past and present and replacing it with whatever the party deems correct. Those in charge of the ministry decides what is truth, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a quote from written in 1947, 48, 49 in the book 1984, dystopian novel by George Orwell, and it sounded like it was just written yesterday in relationship to where we see. Ladies and gentlemen, we're rapidly getting to the point, and it's being used today. In fact, as Miranda just stated about us standing and trying to let others know and warn others, we need to take a stand. I don't mean we need to get out in the street as is taking place now. Across the nation, we have the liberals on the left that are now all upset, hair on fire, because there may be the possibility of Roe versus Wade is being overturned. As a result of that, they're in the streets, they're demonstrating, they're even, in some cases, throwing rocks at police and causing major, major riotous harm and danger because they're upset with the truth coming out that the Constitution never, ever, ever authorized the murder by way of abortion, and yet it was interpreted that way in 1973. And we find the potential of that being overturned. And by the way, I'm thankful for that, and I pray that that draft that was leaked is, in fact, a true draft, and I'm praying that it will not, this riotous mob called the Loose Likes Lost Liberals, I'm praying that they will not be able to influence the justices to change their vote on that issue. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a stand and understand that what we see taking place today is all planned. It's not happenstance. The plan for this leak for the document, the draft by the U.S. Supreme Court, it was, I believe, coordinated with the socialist Marxist left, the Democratic Party. I believe that is true because the time the news was aired that leak had taken place, all of a sudden you had hundreds of demonstrators in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, all with beautifully custom-made signs waving in relationship to it. How did those signs get made so quickly? How did the news get out that you had hundreds of people gathered so quickly? It's because it was staged, it was planned. It was pre-planned, and time that news went out that the leak had been discovered, ladies and gentlemen, they were all set and ready, and it's a push to have a